This is what's left of the education ministry in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. At least 120 people were killed last month when two car bombs exploded outside. Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda-linked armed group, claimed responsibility for this attack and others that keep happening in the country. Journalist Faisal Omar Hashi survived last month's blast at the education ministry. He says people are afraid, not sure when or where the next attack could happen.
These explosions aren't new to us. There have been blasts for 10 years. People know, usually, when one explosion happens, that there may be a second one soon afterwards, sometimes even a third explosion at the same place.
Government forces have made some gains against Al-Shabaab in the last few months, regaining territory long held by the group.
The counter-revolt is led by the community, Somali community. The clan is called Ma'awisley, clan militias. But the government are the one who's setting the strategy and backing up militarily and logistically. So this is for the first time in 13 years where Al-Shabaab controlled 70% of South Central Somalia. We have seen that more than 1,000 kilometer acres of land has been liberated from Al-Shabaab because of the community backup.
But the attacks keep happening. Some officials say more coordination is needed between security forces to better protect civilians.
We are always vigilant because we know an attack could happen anywhere and anytime. The education ministry and workers there were alerted hours before the blasts occurred. But the enemy gained advantage over us. We regret what happened and take full responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has killed tens of thousands of people since 2006. The group wants to topple the government and implement its interpretation of Islamic law. Some analysts say defeating Al-Shabaab will need more cooperation from regional countries in East Africa and the international community. Harun Mutasa, Al Jazeera.